This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all. So you're a job guy.
Guy. And now, another celebrity PSA. That's public service announcement for those of you in Rio Linda. From Off the Hook Radio. Because we care. Sorta. Not really.
Christopher Walken here. Hey, the one thing I need, it's not more cowbell right now. It's for you to wash your hands. And you know, fella, maybe if you get a watch from Vietnam, smuggled up your ass. You know, maybe give it some Lysol. Wash your hands a little extra. May got coronavirus on it.
Thank you, Christopher Walken.
I don't wear a watch.
Well, then you don't have to Lysol it because nobody brought it back from Vietnam, smuggled up in their ass.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Good.
Huh. You don't wear a watch, CB?
No. Haven't worn a watch in years.
Yeah. He's got a $49 phone and has the time on it.
That's right. I don't wear
$49.95.
You wear a watch though, don't you, Zip?
I've got three watches and two of them I wear when I go somewhere.
They all have the same time.
Pretty much.
Okay, then why do you have three? Why don't you only
same
have one?
Same time as my $1,300 phone?
There you go. Awesome.
Yeah, but my one watch costs about five phones, six phones.
Okay.
You got to.
And is it any more accurate than my $49.95 phone?
Nope. Probably not.
No, because they all get the time from the same place.
But it looks better.
Okay. Good.
And I've got my Wood watch, which was relatively inexpensive, like $350. But it's all wood, and except for the little parts inside, of course.
I was going to ask about that.
And the little gold thingies in between. But yeah, it's cool as hell. And I like that one. I actually wear the wood watch just as much as I wear the other one. So anyway, we're all here. It's Memorial Day.
We're here.
Welcome to Off the Hook Radio for May 25th.
2020.
Thank you, Baba. I'm Zip Allen. The guy that actually knows what he's doing running the show is DJ Slim.
Sometimes.
And the guy from Massachusetts who we all know.
Knows nothing.
he's sort of intelligent. That's CB Snow. That's us. We's here.
You taught me something on pre-show.
We're getting paid time and a half.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, now that we're not on all digital radio, you know, who cuts the check? I mean, we're on all digital radio, but they're not.
We get the same amount Daryl paid us.
All right. Zero.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I thought we got double that.
No, we get time and a half. Time and a half. It's not a Sunday. If it was a Sunday holiday, we get double.
Double time and a half.
Well, you're greedy.
How
far can you multiply zero?
it depends. Still zero. What's zero times infinity? Nobody really knows.
Oh, that's true. But it is Memorial Day, and all gave some, and unfortunately, some gave all. Quite a few, actually. Today's about our soldiers, sailors, and flight crews who died fighting for our freedoms. This corona fucker's a whole different enemy, and we can't kill it with a 7.62 round or a missile. But if we could, it's safe to say we still have real Americans out there that would try, and we should all be grateful that they're there. I am every day. Since I live in Tampa, which is a big military town, I don't post pictures of my target shooting anymore.
Because they laugh at you?
Yes.
Okay. That would be sad.
I got three friends who are special ops guys, and yeah, compared to them, I'm a friggin' joke. Yeah, you know, the nicest thing one of them said to me was, "Well, all those shots still would have killed him." But I wouldn't put that up on my page. thanks a lot.
That's why you have Meme Central.
Yes. Oh, so you can make jokes of my targets. Okay, there you go.
That's okay. Without my glasses, I can't see the targets.
So oh, really I forgot. I forgot to apply for the PPP for Meme Central.
Yes, you did. We got to work on that.
Yeah, we haven't figured out the amount yet.
I'm
we know 7 or 8 million's out because that guy from Hip Hop Atlanta got caught.
Yeah, and Harvard got 8 million and they gave it all back. So I mean, I'm thinking if you look
7 or 8 million's probably too much.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I bet you low six figures, nobody would even notice.
Yeah, we could ask for 250K and they wouldn't even bat an eye.
Yeah, I got a really? Feeling you're right. Okay. That's a rounding error.
How many employees do we have at Meme Central?
We can have as many as you want.
That's true.
Well, just send me a 1099.
We technically have two, and then we have CB as a consultant.
Yeah,
there you go.
So we got to pay the consultant.
I'm a 1099 employee.
Okay, there you go. Since it is a three-day weekend for some people, and people want to be free from the virus and the crazy lockdown rules in many states, I just thought I'd mention a few things that happened over the weekend I picked up in the headlines. Apparently, there's chaos all over the country. People, get this, people are actually laying in the dry sand in California. In the dry sand!
You know, I did not know there was a difference between dry sand and wet sand, other than one's wet and one's dry. I did not know that.
Well, they said you can run the wet sand, but you weren't allowed to run the dry sand, and people were laying in the dry sand. It's insanity. It's chaos. It's out of control.
Is there a difference? I mean, did they say what the difference was between wet and dry sand?
Yeah, they did, but it was a Democratic politician, so therefore it didn't make any sense to me even after I heard it.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't sound like it makes sense, okay.
Yeah. Garcetti or Newsom, it was either the mayor of L.A. or the governor, one of them, some stupid excuse. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is open. I know that because my daughter and her significant other were down there this weekend. Matter of fact, she's still driving back, so hopefully she's listening to me in the car. Hi, Minnie. There was only one shooting in Myrtle Beach and 7,465 sunburns.
I got one this weekend.
Yeah.
Jacksonville, Florida had 6 shootings and the beaches were just packed. The Lake of the Ozarks, that's in Missouri, the water was filled with swimmers and boats and there was no shootings. So I think the moral of that story is if you don't want to get shot, be in the water.
Well, you got to understand, water is man's first toy. It's the first thing he went and he played with. When we were coming out of the trees and out of the savannah and stuff like that, they would play in the water. Monkeys do that now.
Well, my understanding is my Glock would still fire underwater, though.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Although I don't know how I'm going to conceal carry it in a bathing suit.
But how far would it shoot?
I don't
underwater?
Know.
Not particularly far. Probably about 5-6 feet, maybe.
Austin, Texas opened their bars this weekend. Over 1,000 people were in the streets of Austin, very excited. The cops shut down car traffic and just let them go. The party in Austin lasted past 3 a.m. Sunday morning. Ocean City, Maryland was packed and masks were not required, which kind of surprised me. Chicago, it's too cold to go into Lake Michigan. So there was 36 shot, 9 dead. A lot of shooting in Chicago.
Well, there always is.
In Arizona, there was a 15-mile highway backup. So many people want to get the hell out and go to the canyons and such. Probably not because they haven't seen them before. It's just because they want to get the hell out. And in Florida, the restaurants and beaches were packed. So America is out and about. So I guess if there's going to be a coronavirus rebound, we're going to know in a week or two, won't we?
No, I think it's 2 weeks. I'm sort of waiting for that.
Yeah.
I said 2 to 3 weeks. We're going to know.
I thought it was a 2 week.
Well, it is. Yeah. It is. But but I mean, you've got to give or take a little.
Some people
too.
A little quicker. Some people.
Yeah. So probably 10 to 17 days. Something
so I'm thinking
like
the
that,
second,
so.
Second week of June, if there's not a massive rebound of coronavirus, so I can venture out to the real world.
Yeah.
But I'm old. I'm going to wait till then.
Old and pre-existing conditions.
Yeah,
you and me both.
The grocery store is my big adventure.
I go to the hardware store.
Yeah, but you get free stuff at the hardware store.
I do? Okay.
Well, you get to break their tillers and not have to pay for
it. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Remember that story?
Oh, yeah, that was pretty funny.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I know.
Did we tell that on the air or just pre-show?
No, this was just pre-show.
It was just pre-show?
Yeah.
Well, a quick synopsis is basically that CB went to the local hardware store and without any ID whatsoever, they rented him their tiller. He went and tilled at his house, broke the tiller, brought it back, and they sold him insurance for breaking the tiller after he broke the tiller.
$5.
$5.
Yep.
That's a hell of a deal.
Yeah.
Favorite hardware store now.
I'm going to his hardware store next time.
Oh, shit.
It's a long trip, but it sounds like it's worth it.
Yeah, really? Well, so. I'm thinking about it. I said, I could have just kept the damn thing, except I've been there a million times over the past 7 years we've lived in town. So
somebody would see you at the local grocery store and go, that's
yeah, I know. It's
like got five filler.
We got 5,000 people who live in town. I mean,
but it sounds like your hardware store would like charge like an overdue library book, like $1.10 a day or something like that.
Our library doesn't charge overdue fines.
Oh my God. I guess you moved to your town. Oh no, you got snow and crap. Never mind.
No kidding.
You don't want the snow.
No, I don't want the snow.
No, they don't charge it. They have a jar on the desk at the library that if you bring home a book late, you can throw some money in it if you want to.
Well, plus the best part of your football team moved down here, so I'm staying.
Yeah, but he's 0-1.
He's 0-1. That was golf.
He's winless lifetime without Belichick.
Yeah, I saw your little thingy. It was cute.
I'll keep it up until it's not true anymore. then I'll ignore it.
In other news, I am excited the USA is returning to space on American rockets this Wednesday. We will no longer be hitching rides, thank you, Obama, with the Democrats' best friends, the Russians, which we've been doing since 2011. That's when he scuttled the space shuttle program. Since then, we have not been able to get to space ourselves. Trump said, screw that, we're going. So the NASA astronauts are going to fly up on a SpaceX rocket. That's Elon Musk's company. And, you know, Jeff Bezos is going to be just pissed as hell because the first manned mission is on Elon Musk's rocket, not his. But it's called the Demo 2 mission. This is Yahoo News, so consider the source. A high-stakes test flight of the astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley going to the International Space Station. On Friday, they passed a critical NASA safety review, and they're going to launch from Cape Canaveral, Florida at 4:33 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. NASA is telling Floridians, stay home, nothing to see here. Watch it on TV. Trump says, F you, I'm coming. Everybody's going to be there. The highways are going to be packed. That's where that's the best place to watch it from.
Now, how far is this from your house?
Oh, it's on the other side of the state.
Oh, so we can't send you on a road trip?
Nah, it's like 3 hours.
What else you got to do?
What else I got to do on Wednesday? Yeah.
Well, the thing about it is it really is high stakes for Elon Musk because let's face it, if the sucker goes up there and blows up, I mean, that's going to be bad publicity.
But it's not all. At this point, I don't think it's you're right. It's high stakes for Elon, but it's high stakes for the space industry period at this point, because we haven't had, I mean, other than his rockets, right? NASA hasn't been involved in anything, have they?
Well, NASA consults with him and stuff, but the R&D and testing and stuff, a lot of that was on his dime, which basically means it's on our dime, because Elon Musk is like the richest person ever on government largesse. They gave him all kinds of money to build the Tesla stuff, and they give him all kinds of money for the rocket ships. Bezos has got real money that he's actually earned himself through slave labor and everything else, but that's okay. I love Amazon.
Are we rooting for this to be successful?
Astronauts on there.
I don't want astronauts going up there dying.
Well, no, I don't mean it in that respect. I don't want a challenger. I'm just saying, are we rooting for this whole thing? I mean, is this the next frontier? Is space that important? I mean,
well, yeah, because
I don't think
we're going to Mars.
I believe we've been to the moon. I'm not one of those conspiracy
theorists.
Well,
we're going to the space station.
I just think it's pointless.
We're going to the space station on this trip, and then we're going to go to the moon, and then we're going to go to the moon again, and we're going to launch from the moon to go to Mars.
And that's going to take years, though, to get from the moon to Mars.
Yeah, but at least we're starting.
No, I'm just
somewhere in the 2030s, I think they're looking at.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying the trip from the moon to Mars, how long is that? Isn't that one of those long trips or
no? Yeah, it's 6 weeks or something like that.
Okay.
More like 6 months.
Months to Mars?
Oh, it's more than 6 months.
Google that bitch. Mars is the next planet over, man. Even I know.
Yeah, but
that doesn't mean anything.
It's a long way away.
Well, that's right. We haven't invented warp speed yet.
Do you know how far away Saturn is from the sun?
Pretty damn
1 billion miles.
A billion miles?
Yes.
Let's see, I got 36,000 on my Audi.
Yeah.
I got a ways to go.
You wouldn't make it. That's not an eighth of the way to the moon.
That's in 4 years, too.
The trip takes around 7 months. It depends on
7 months?
The relationship.
Okay. I was thinking six.
Yeah, between where Mars and Earth are in their orbits.
Right. Now, will this get as sophisticated as what we've seen on TV, where they put these astronauts in like suspended animation for this trip?
No.
We don't have any such thing as suspended
animation. Not now. Well, you're talking 20
years. You could take a really long nap, I suppose.
Yeah, they'll probably take a lot of naps.
Well, you're talking 10
years. They should send me, because I like to take naps.
Well, we're talking 10 years. I mean,
yeah, me and CB can go, because we're both good at naps.
Yeah.
But the NASA told the Business Insider it's estimated there's a 1 in 276 chance the flight could be fatal, and a 1 in 60 chance that some problem would cause the mission to fail but not kill the crew. But Yahoo leads with that on their headline. Yeah. Yahoo's headline. Yeah. NASA calculated how risky SpaceX's first launch of humans could be, and the astronauts flying the space mission say they're really comfortable, in quotes, with those odds.
Doom and gloom sells, buddy. Sorry.
Even though they're
comfortable with it, doom and gloom sells. And right now, what is everything in this world at this point? Doom and gloom. Because of, you know, COVID and everything that's going on, you might as well just keep running with doom and gloom. I do hope it's successful.
The spaceship's called the Crew Dragon.
How many astronauts?
Two.
Just two? Okay.
Yeah. And it's a $3.1 billion effort that NASA put into it. Since they lost the ability to go into space in July of 2011 when it retired its last space shuttle. No, Obama retired the space shuttles.
Well, if this is Elon, we're going to be able to, this will all be live streamed. We'll be able to watch this entire thing. He live streamed when he put his car in space. I mean,
he live streamed when he smoked a doobie with Joe Rogan.
Yeah. So this will be live streamed. This is going to be cool to watch, I think. I still think we should send you on a road trip though. I mean,
I'm looking at the picture. It's actually a very cool crew capsule. It kind of does look like a dragon head.
And how long does it take to get to the space station? A day? A couple hours?
No. It's minutes, actually.
Tens of hours, because they go around and come in at the right angle and all that crap.
But, yeah, they got to match speed and everything with it.
And then they dock. They dock the space station.
I mean, going probably 25,000 miles an hour.
But this is the first of a brand new spaceship in nearly 40 years. It's 40 years ago when we got the first shuttles up.
You know, and I'm gonna make one last point with this.
I just think it's cool.
This is the most interesting point, I think, of the whole thing. Up until this point, our spaceships were built by the person who bid the cheapest contract. At this point, they're not, because this was built by, you know, Elon. I'm sure he, you know, did not spare any expense. You know,
he borrows all the money from us.
Right. But I mean, you guys know as well as I do, you know how contracts work. When it was time to build a spaceship, whoever came in cheapest, they're the ones that got the contract.
It's not the spaceship so much as it's components.
That's kind of what I was going towards.
That's a more fair way to put it.
You're going to get much more quality components in this type of spacecraft now than you're going to in anything back in the day, even if they had the best stuff available then. Because
hey, we only blew up one.
Well, yeah, but
one burned up on the
launch. One burned up coming back in.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've had
that's true, and one burned up on the launch pad in the late 60s.
Well, more than one. I mean, some have gone up like 10 feet and then exploded, but not with people on them.
Yeah, the one that burned up in the launch pad that I'm thinking of had three people in it. So.
Oh, you're talking Apollo
like 9 or something, or 3? I don't know.
I think it was Apollo 2 or Apollo 3.
It was way back.
You know,
that was just a test. That wasn't on its. They weren't ready to launch. They were just going through training exercises.
It's a test to see how fast we could burn up three astronauts.
Could you imagine? And as much as I don't want to bid any, you know, bad or anything upon these guys, but take the Apollo 13 mission when that all happened, and you know everyone was tuned to their TVs and their radios to try to get just that little bit of information that was coming out. I mean, we've all watched the movies. Could you imagine if we that same situation happened now with the 24-hour news networks, the social media, the streaming, it would be the biggest.
But if Tom Hanks was piloting it, everybody would have been fine.
True,
because it's Tom Hanks. We're all calm. He'll handle it.
That's true.
Yeah. So, Joe Biden came out today.
Really? From where? His basement? Yeah.
Did he see his shadow?
He came out of his basement. He went about two whole blocks from his house. Really getting out there, Joe. He came out of his basement briefly today. He went to a Delaware vet memorial to put a wreath on there. And his wife held his hand the whole time so he didn't get lost. I thought that was good. So at least we saw Joe. He had he had one of those big black masks on, even though he was outside, and the only person near him was his wife. But they still both wore their masks because, look, I wear my mask. I'm responsible. Unlike that evil orange bad man.
Well, no, he's half dead. He needs to wear his mask.
Talk about pre-existing conditions.
Him and Ruth Ginsburg are in about the same boat. I mean, either one of them could keel over tomorrow, and it wouldn't be a big surprise. I mean,
well, I don't want him to keel over till after November.
Oh yeah, because
I want him to get obliterated by the orange bad man, and that's
yeah.
Good.
But yeah, I don't know if you've got this in here, but I don't. We don't. I just don't think he's ever going to be the candidate. So
well, we'll see. But the big Biden question that we all have, of course, is which woman will he finger as his vice presidential candidate?
Hillary.
Oh, God. Even Bill doesn't finger her.
Hillary.
He's already got someone he's vetting. He's vetting Klobuchar. So that's probably after the black.
Well, I've got the next story coming up here. I'll tell you exactly. This is exactly why he's not going to pick Klobuchar now. Because in other Biden news, if you're black, you have to vote for him or you aren't black. I can't explain that, but it did cause a stir even on CNN, where it took only 12 hours for them to mention the biggest story of the day Friday. They waited until most people left for the weekend. I'm not really sure why they would do that.
No, not at all.
No, can't figure that out. But the other Biden story, of course, is he had bad news from Ukraine last week, which CNN still hasn't reported on. Ukrainian judges ordered Joe Biden to be listed as an alleged perpetrator of a crime in the firing of the prosecutor. You know, the one where he held up $1 billion of American aid to get the prosecutor that's looking into his son's company.
You mean that quid pro quo?
Yeah, Burisma, that was paying his son $83,000 a month to do nothing. Can't have a prosecutor looking into that. So if you don't fire the prosecutor, you're not going to get the $1 billion of money that the Congress voted to give to you guys. So he did that and then they impeached Trump for it. Kills me.
So Biden's being charged though.
They're back
in Ukraine.
In Ukraine. Well, that doesn't,
what they're saying is it was illegal to fire that prosecutor, and Joe Biden pushed the ex-president of Ukraine into doing it. They've ordered the country's law enforcement services to formally list the fired prosecutor, Viktor Shokin, as a victim of a crime by the former U.S. vice president.
Oh, yeah, but we'll see how much play that actually gets.
Well, but is there any laws?
Biden has to go to jail, get out because of the corona.
Well, they won't keep him there. But is there any laws that if you're under charges, maybe not necessarily in the United States, but other countries, you can't hold office or be elected?
No.
Okay. No. I didn't know. I mean,
you're innocent until proven guilty.
No,
I
believe
you. How many times do you hear about criminals being elected?
Well, yeah, they all are. You're right. That's right.
They all are. I mean,
mayor,
convicted.
Pretty much any mayor of Detroit or governor of Illinois.
Well, and you got right there. Mayors of Washington, D.C.
But the bitch set him up.
And you got the gentleman running against de Blasio.
That's an old one. It's a good one. The bitch set me up. Oh, okay. Yeah. She lured you into that hotel room, made you fire up the crack pipe and smoke it on camera. Oh, Marion Barry. Oh, the gift that keeps on giving. Even, 30 years later?
Well, the other one that's funny, too, is that mayor up there in Canada. He was always a trip. He got himself in trouble, too. Which was the one that was smoking pot. And
The mayor of Toronto, yeah.
I don't know what the story was. Chubble. Oh, did he die?
Oh, yeah, he had a heart attack and died. God, the guy weighed like 380 pounds and did drugs. Come on. Yeah, he didn't last long. But, actually, now that you mention it, though, our stupid criminal of the week is a mayor. So we'll get to that in a little bit. I think it's funny the American media doesn't report any of this crap. But anyway.
They have their agenda.
Okay, well, I've got a couple other stories here before I go into anything else.
Hey, what do you got?
About the media. Saw an interesting story from Ohio today. I'd like to thank one of my friends who posted this. Because it's so hard finding funny stories with all this crap going on, you know? This is a story from Columbus Dispatch a couple days ago. In Wooster, Ohio. You remember the Girl Scouts complained that they should be able to join the Boy Scouts under Title IX?
Yeah, I mean, I remember it.
The courts upheld that, and they said, yeah, okay, girls can join. Okay. So the girls all became Boy Scouts and pretty much wrecked the Girl Scouts, except for, you know, the little peckers that still sell you the cookies with all the chemicals in them. And then give their money to Planned Parenthood. So I don't buy them anymore. But these girls fought to become part of the Boy Scouts. But guess what they're doing now? They're forming an all-Boy Scout, all-girl troop. A Boy Scout, all-girl troop. That's what it is.
Is there a reason that they're doing this, do they say?
Well, they're Boy Scouts. But they don't want boys in the group. So, see, it's illegal for the Boy Scouts to discriminate against girls, but it's okay for girl Boy Scouts to discriminate against Boy Scouts. That's how the world works now.
That makes my head hurt.
Yes. So you fought to become part of the Boy Scouts just so you could start your own girls-only troop and do things separate from boys. It sounds like the Girl Scouts with a few extra steps thrown in.
Yeah, it's just confusing.
The best part of the story, though, is a Twitter reply to when the story got posted on Twitter. And a gentleman said, obviously tongue-in-cheek, I find it hard to believe that a woman would take a simple process and make it more complicated than it needs to be. Because we know that never happens.
Never, never.
Women don't do that.
Nope.
Ever.
Anybody who thinks that's true or not true has never gone shopping with a woman.
Or been married.
Oh, my God. I hate shopping. Shopping is a word.
Do you mind shop? Let me ask you about that since you brought Slimbo. Does DJ Slim like to go shopping by himself?
Yeah, you've seen.
Listen, you're okay with that.
You've seen the man shopping. Wait. Listen. You've seen the Walmart meme, or I think it's the Walmart meme where the man's trip to the store and the woman's trip to the store.
Yes.
Where it's the path in to write to what you want, the path to the register. That's me. I go in with a mission. I know what I want. I'm in and out of a store as fast as I can be. If it's me. Because I don't need to shop.
What happens if you take the Divine Miss M?
We shop.
It's all day.
But you know, here's the thing. I can't fault her because she is a very conscious shopper when it comes to checking prices and this and in the long run, if she sent me to the store with the grocery list, number one, I wouldn't come home with any of the correct stuff, guaranteed. And number two, if I did, I would come home with all the more expensive stuff because I don't price shop. I just grab. If it's hamburger buns, I walk up the hamburger buns that are closest to me. When I walk into the hamburger bun aisle, I grab the hamburger buns and I walk, you know, it's just, I don't price shop except for soda. Soda I do because I go through so much. But other than that, I grab it and go. So, you know, I can't condone what she does. I can't condone that it takes, you know, extra time. I just, that's not me. In and out. So.
I agree.
I take a list.
Well, I take,
I'm not allowed. I always take before. A list. I'm not allowed to go.
That's true. You're not even allowed to go.
No.
Well, I take a list that helps me get in and out faster, but I don't. And I will, like, if there's something I see in the store that I don't need, but it's buy one, get one free, and I use it, I buy it. And if it's something that I definitely, that was on my list and it's buy one, get one free, then I just buy four of the damn things. Because if they're going to give me something free I was going to buy anyway, I might as well take it. You know,
true.
That's my philosophy on it. But yeah, when I was in Cub Scouts, you know, it was cool that there was no girls there.
It would have been more fun if there was.
Guys, yeah, we could do guy stuff.
At Cub Scouts, you're 8 years old, Slim. You don't care.
Oh yeah, that's true. Well, they do now.
At 8 years old, I don't know.
I even learned how to use a pocket knife. Which I thought was cool as hell, except for that, you know, pocket knives used to just fold right closed. And I learned you don't use them a certain way. I have a really nice scar on my right pinky to prove I had to learn how to use a pocket knife.
Yes. did you have the official Cub Scout pocket knife?
Yeah,
it was blue with the little symbol on it.
Had a little symbol on it. Yes, I did.
Yeah, I had the exact same thing.
Yes. Were you dumb enough to close it on your little finger?
No, I never did that.
And guess what?
You did.
Knives are sharp.
Knives are sharp.
Yes. I got three stitches in my pinky to prove it.
Jesus, that's a lot of stitches.
Yeah, it was a nice cut. I still got the scar. I'm looking at it right now. Because I've had so many surgeries now, and I'm so old, you can't tell if it's a wrinkle or a scar anymore half the time.
Well, there you are.
That's what happens when you get old. Slim, don't get old. It sucks.
I won't.
Okay.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. Don't. Just find the closest cliff.
I feel like I'm getting old.
You do?
You suck. I know, but I feel it.
Well, good. We got a story from Massachusetts.
Yay.
Well, yeah, you found the story.
Well, yeah, that kind of makes sense.
You know, I was all happy last week. My Bigfoot social distancing champion shirt came.
Have you worn it outside yet?
No, I haven't even worn it yet. But the Bigfoot social distancing champion shirt is perfect because he is the all-time champion of social distancing.
He is.
Nobody's gotten close to him in 160-some years. So, that came. But this week we found out apparently there's a Littlefoot in CB's neck of the wood in Massachusetts.
True.
Tewksbury.
Hey, nice job pronouncing it.
Oh, I've known you for 10 years. I've figured out a couple of things.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Tewksbury police are on the lookout for a possible monkey on the loose. Possible monkey. It might not. They dropped by the Shawshene Animal Hospital on Wednesday to ask staff if they'd seen a monkey on the loose.
You seen any monkeys around here?
Yeah. They thought they were joking. But the police lieutenant there said they were called to a home near the veterinarian's office by a woman who claimed to have spotted a monkey hanging on a tree in her backyard. Shocking. No,
actually says hanging out in a tree.
Or hanging out. Yeah, always. Well, he was smoking a doobie, had his sunglasses on. You know, he was just hanging out, chilling. But After receiving the unusual tip, police and animal control got to work scouring the area with department ATVs and drone units. However, no animals, let alone a monkey, were found. Ah, perhaps it ate all the other animals. They didn't find any animals.
No, you had to have found an animal. It must have been a dog or a cat or a squirrel or something.
No animals. This is with ATV, department ATV units and drones. No animals. Tewksbury is void of animals.
I don't buy it.
Well, the part that made the story interesting to me is, according to the police lieutenant, the witness told officers she'd observed the primate the day before and even snapped a photograph of the alleged creature. The blurry image captures a shadowy figure near a tree line skulking behind a rock. Is it a monkey?
I don't know.
It's, look at that picture. I can't tell you that's a monkey.
It's hard to say.
It's a little blob.
It's a little black blob with a stick sticking out of it. Maybe he's going to stick up his ass.
Kind of looks like one of those Loch Ness monster pictures.
I know. Except the Loch Ness monster pictures are much more clear.
They are.
Well, they're faked better anyway. It could be a fisher cat, possibly, or a monkey.
Oh, if it's a fisher cat, just kill the fucking thing.
Are they bad?
Oh, they're terrible.
I don't even know what they are. Tell me.
Oh, imagine a badger with a nasty temper. They got all these crooked teeth on them, and when they scream at night, they sound like a baby.
Oh, well, hyenas sound like babies, too.
Oh, fisher cats really sound like babies. It sounds like a baby wailing in the woods. You go out there, and then they'll kill you.
Well,
they're nasty.
Ugly.
The fuzzy image of whatever this beast is has made its round on social media. And community members have gone bananas over the image. Oh, God. I hate when they write articles and try to be funny. The photo has approached 500 comments and more than 2,800 shares as of 7 p.m. last Wednesday. A Bigfoot Facebook user said it could be a baby Bigfoot.
Little baby Bigfoot.
Typically, they're not dangerous, but if you try to capture it, it could bite or scratch. That's if it's a monkey. What if it's a fisher cat? What if it's a baby Bigfoot? You know, there's no other animals in the area. You better watch your ass. You know, this could be like a little alien. You know, it could be like 2 foot tall and be able to take out the entire population of the earth. You don't know. You guys are members of the Church of the Jedi. You know about these scary space things.
Yep. Could be a fisher cat.
But Tewksbury has no animals.
Nope, I guess none.
None. That's horrible. I feel bad for that town. How far is that from you?
Tewksbury? Yeah, maybe an hour or so.
Oh, okay. So if it shows up in your backyard.
Yeah, it's almost north of Boston, almost on the New Hampshire border.
I assume you just posted a picture of a fisher cat because I just got a notification there.
Okay. Yes.
You know, I we just found out in Florida the other day that, you know, we do have alligators in Florida.
Yeah.
Okay, but we also have crocodiles. There aren't near as many crocodiles.
No.
And in all the years the crocodiles have been down here, there's never been one instance of a crocodile injuring a human being.
Really?
Just alligators.
Yeah.
No kidding.
The crocodiles down here are relatively docile. But Nile alligators, those are the big ones from the Middle East. They will eat your ass. A couple hundred people a year in Egypt get killed from them suckers. All right? We have Nile alligators in Florida now.
Oh, good. How'd they get there?
I don't know. I don't care, but I want some of your damn fisher cats down here to eradicate the mother effers. Okay?
Okay.
Send us some fisher cats.
Take them all.
Protect us.
You can have them. They are one of the nastiest creatures there is.
Are they really?
They really are. They are just
take a look at the picture I posted for you.
Nasty animals.
So even though Americans are once again on the loose this weekend, the hateful media decided the president has to quarantine or some such shit. Trump played golf over the weekend and the media went nuts. He tweeted, the media, the fake and totally corrupt news media made it sound like it's a mortal sin. You know, he played golf. So what? Well, here's so what. CNN had somebody stalking him with a long distance telephoto lens. CNN photojournalist Jason Huffman was all proud on Twitter. He got a picture of the President Trump golfing. People are dying. Trump's golfing. He said the president is moving around the course in a golf cart alone, but it's golfing with three partners. None of the men are wearing masks.
Aww.
So, of course, you know, the hateful left-wing assholes on Twitter just were going nuts, you know. He's playing while people are dying. Americans are dying. No, Americans are all at the beach, you assholes. You're sitting at home on your little keyboard pounding out hate Trump stuff. So I decided I was going to answer. I don't do Twitter answers too often. And I don't do really good Twitter answers all that often either because Twitter's tough. But I did. And it was my tweet of the day from me. So what the fuck is the problem other than hate? Outside in the sun's safest space. All peeps with him were tested today. You know, nobody's allowed around the president unless they're tested before they're around the president. That's the rules. Media just seems to forget those because it's easier to hate Trump. So then I continued, I don't remember you or CNN bitching when Obama went golfing while James Foley's head laid in the sand at the feet of Al-Qaeda. Oh! Apparently I got blocked by a bunch of left-wingers on Twitter.
Okay.
A point of pride with me. But
I'm surprised.
My favorite story of the week was the press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, on Friday. She, following the Orange Man bad coming out and announcing that churches must be allowed to open, you know, that pesky First Amendment thing where we will make no law abridging the right of religion or the right to assemble. You know, when you're in California, you're letting the pot shots open, the abortion clinics open, and you're allowing 50 people in a restaurant, but you're limiting churches to 10. That's pretty stupid, except for the Ninth Circuit Court just upheld California on that one, which I don't know.
Well, it's the Ninth Circuit. I mean, well, when you want something, when the liberals want something, they go to the Ninth Circuit. I mean, it's
Trump's replaced a lot of Ninth Circuit people, but apparently not enough.
Yeah, I was going to say, not enough.
But Kayleigh McEnany came out at this press conference and she was talking about that. And then she flashed the Trump's check and showed the routing number. So I'm sure that'll be changed. Oops. But the media pounced on her like she was responsible for measuring the distance between pews and the church. You know, they can't ever use common sense like, oh, so you're in favor of churches being open, but I assume that if there's a social distancing order in the town that they're in, you expect them to follow that order. The answer would have been yes. But no, they just badger, 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 badger. She got tired of them badgering. And we have a clip of what happened when she got tired of them badgering.
Right.
I'm going to play it for you now.
Here we go.
And I would like to ask you if the president has considered pardoning President Obama for illegally wiretapping on Trump Towers, illegally spying on U.S. citizens, and other potential crimes out there. Has he considered that?
So I have not spoken to the president about that, but who I did speak to about President Obama and unmasking Michael Flynn were the men and women in this room. I haven't spoken to him on that specific point. Have spoken to him about the matter generally. And I laid out a series of questions that any good journalist would want to answer about why people were unmasked and all sorts of questions. And I just wanted to follow up with you guys on that. Did anyone take it upon themselves to pose any questions about Michael Flynn and unmasking the President Obama spokesperson? Oh, not a single journalist has posed that question.
But
Michael
Flynn's name wasn't
so
masked,
I would like to lay out a series of questions, and perhaps if I write them out in a slide format, maybe we're visual learners and you guys will follow up with journalistic curiosity. So number one, Why did the Obama administration use opposition research funded by a political organization and filled with foreign dirt to surveil members of the Trump campaign? Number two, why was Lieutenant General Michael Flynn unmasked? Not by the intel community entirely, but by Obama's chief of staff, by the former Vice President Joe Biden, by Susan Rice, by the Treasury Secretary. I mean, this is extraordinary. And, you know, if it were political appointees in the Trump administration, I can guarantee you I'd have questions in my inbox right now. But apparently Obama's spokesperson does not. Why was Flynn's identity leaked? In a criminal act. It is a criminal act to leak the identity of Michael Flynn to the press. But it happened. Where are the questions to Obama's spokesperson? Because my team would be running around this building should this have happened under the Trump administration. Why did the DOJ, Sally Yates, learn about the unmasking from President Obama? So much for going by the book, as Susan Rice said three times. Thou doth protest too much, Susan Rice. And then finally, question number five. Why did James Clapper, John Brennan, Samantha Power, and Susan Rice privately admit under oath they had no evidence of collusion while saying the opposite publicly? It's a long weekend. You guys have 3 days to follow up on those questions. And I certainly hope the next time I ask, some hands go up, because Obama's spokesperson should be asked those questions, because President Trump's spokespeople certainly would be.
Take that, bitches. She's right.
I just want to know what all the people were screaming afterwards. There was,
oh, my God. They want to be the first one on camera being indignant. That's all.
Jesus, that was loud.
Yeah, they went, oh, my God. She just, look, you know, they're supposed to be reporters. They're supposed to actually do reporting. But they don't do any, the media is dishonest in what they don't cover. Like I said, CNN didn't mention the Biden, you know, you ain't black. If you don't vote for me, you ain't black.
They cover what they want.
They didn't cover it for 12 hours.
Yeah, they cover what they want. I mean, that's what they do. They've been doing that forever.
Well,
since
but
it used 1986.
It's just gotten so ridiculous. And she just basically said it. You know, nobody is asking Obama about Obamagate. You know, because why? Because he's a Democrat. He's the Messiah. He's black. We can't ask him anything.
But is he going to vote for Joe Biden?
We can impeach Trump.
If he doesn't vote for Biden,
we can impeach Trump for the same thing that Biden is on camera doing, and now on a phone call. Now they've got a recorded phone call where Kerry was on talking to Poroshenko in Ukraine, asking him if they're getting rid of that prosecutor, and Poroshenko said, yes, I got his resignation letter an hour ago. And then Biden takes over for Kerry, because he was listening anyway. Goes, well, Mr. President, I'm glad we got that done, and we'll be releasing the $1 billion to you just as I promised we would. What you promised you would do is not release the $1 billion, even though it was appropriated properly by Congress, unless they fired the guy looking into your son's shenanigans. And who gets impeached? Trump. So, I mean, there's such a double standard. It's pathetic. And Kayleigh McEnany had enough. And I'll tell you what, I don't know what state she's from, but like Sarah Sanders, I hope she runs for governor of it soon. Sarah Sanders will be the next governor of Arkansas after Asa Hutchinson steps down. I think is that in 2 years? I think it's in 2 years.
Not sure.
I don't know which cycle they're on for governors.
But I'll tell you what, she went off on them, and I was watching it live. And I had snot bubbles coming out of my nose. I was laughing so hard because the media was just like, you could just see their heads squirming. You know, they're just like, oh, yeah. You know, it was great. So,
yeah, well, they're not going to ask.
But we have tons of examples of politicians disregarding their own rules, like Governor Fatass Pritzker in Illinois. His wife's down here in Florida at their $12 million mansion. And he's popped up to his lake retreat in Wisconsin while everyone else has to shelter in place. Or in the case of Chicago, they just use the city streets for target practice on people because they got nothing else to do. And then we got Ava Braun Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, who was nailed at her Michigan. She's not as rich as Pritzker. Her lake cabin is in her home state of Michigan. But she was there this weekend while everybody else has to shelter in place. And right after she announced that she's extending the shelter in place thing till June 12th or something, June 21st. I don't know. Basically, every time freedom-loving Americans piss her off, she extends it 2 weeks. So we get tons of those kind of examples. But we have to go to Peru for the one example of a politician doing something against their own rules that's off the hook worthy. And this is so good. He not only makes the show, but he earns our coveted Stupid Criminal of the Week honor.
Yay.
This guy is awesome. And the picture is freaking amazing too. I wish everybody could see this. He is Jaime Rolando Urbina Torres.
Jaime.
Yes. He's a mayor of a small town in Peru. Police snared him flouting lockdown rules when he went out allegedly drinking with friends.
I like it.
So the cops came, he hid in a coffin and pretended he was dead when the officers came to arrest him.
Did it work?
There's a picture of him in the coffin the cops took. He's got his mask on.
he's got his mask on?
Yeah, he's got his mask
Probably
on.
Probably should have taken that off.
Yeah. He had it off when he was drinking. You know. But he's got his face mask on and his friend's hidden drawers.
Hidden drawers?
Yes.
Like with the ones where they put dead bodies?
Apparently those kind of drawers.
Ugh.
Well, morgues have cold rooms, and maybe
I know, but this must have been one hell of a party.
Maybe that's where they kept
their morgue.
They kept their cerveza there.
Who parties at a morgue?
Apparently, Mayor Torres.
Yeah, I just
weird people.
This is just odd.
When he pretended he was dead, it's like I got my mask on. My cops won't recognize it's me, the mayor. Oops.
Yeah, I think he was confused.
he was already facing a barrage of criticism from locals for being absent, for breaking the rules and being absent from his own town during lockdown. So apparently he'd left town. But they've been locked down for 66 days with the rest of Peru on the orders of the central government. He didn't open emergency quarantine shelters. He didn't introduce safety checks. It's like, just come party with me. Bring some beer. We'll make an evening of it.
Yeah. Let's go to the funeral home and have some fun.
But he faked being dead. They won't arrest me if I'm dead.
Well, that makes sense.
They did anyway.
Well, they haven't done that since, 14th century Germany.
It's amazing what people will try.
Do you know that? You're dead.
I think it was 14th century Germany. If somebody was arrested and they died in prison, they still brought him out and had the trial and executed the sentence.
Yes. Yes. I like when Stalin would kill him, he'd send the family a bill for 9 cents.
Yeah, for the bullet.
Yeah. Yeah. What a sick bastard. I want to close the show tonight with my official endorsement.
All right, what do you got?
I would like to make an official endorsement for the vice presidential candidate of the Democratic Party. I have strong feelings about this. I've been thinking about it. I'm going to make the announcement that I want the 300-pound fashion model from Georgia, Stacey Whipple, Stacey Abrams, to get the vice presidential nod. First of all, I don't think Biden's fingers could reach there on her. That's one. So that's a good thing. She's almost safe. Second, unlike Biden, she actually writes her own stuff.
Well, good.
Yeah. And I want to close with some excerpts from the left's female Bernie Sanders romance novel books. Stacey Abrams has written 5 romance novels.
Jesus.
Yes. And they're not really good.
Do we have any sales on it like we did on Hillary's?
I could look it up.
What the fuck happened?
The Federalist, where I got this excerpt from, this is from 2018 when she was running for governor, which obviously she is the governor of Georgia. And
well, I knew that.
She did say she'll step down as being governor of Georgia if she gets the vice presidential nod.
Will anybody notice?
Yeah, the real governor.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, she didn't become governor because of voter suppression. That's what they all say. The media repeats it. Cory Booker said it. Pete Buttigieg said it. All these people were campaigning. Stacey Abrams would have been governor of Georgia if it wasn't for voter suppression. I looked that up. Apparently 2018 was the largest turnout in a non-presidential year in Georgia election history. So I'm not really sure anybody was actually suppressed. She just fucking lost. Okay? But she can write her own books, and I'm going to endorse her for governor, and I'm going to read you excerpts from two of her books.
Oh, thank you.
This is from the book Secrets and Lies. The characters are Sebastian Cain and Dr. Caitlin Lida.
Oh, female doctor.
Yes. He thrust deep.
Good
control
for him.
Broken. Shattered. Again and again. Deeper and hotter and further than fantasy.
Further than fantasy?
That must be one big wang on fantasy. I don't know. With urgency, she accepted him, fascinated by the power, and for a moment she wavered, wondering if she's prepared. And the next second, she knew she could never be. Cat moved beneath him, her body too full to stay motionless. Their mouths coupled, imitating Ooh. The dance that frenzied their limbs, wrapping her into him. I'm trying to be serious here. This is hard.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'll try not to laugh.
I understand. Believe me. Okay. I've read this four times so I could do it with a straight face. Sebastian flew above her. It's not working. Driven to claim and imprint himself forever. He nuzzled her breast.
Imprint? What is
finding
this?
The wild beast and pressed a kiss just there. Sealing his fate. He stretched her, drained her, completed her. She surrounded him, took him, filled him.
What the fuck?
I think the point is Sebastian Cain had a big one. Other than that, I don't get much out of this one. I'm not really sure.
Okay. Sorry.
All right. So now let's go to the book Hidden Sins.
Hidden. All right.
Hidden Sins.
Okay.
Now, this time the doctor is the guy, Dr. Ethan Stewart.
Oh, okay, but still a doctor.
And the female is Mara Reed.
Okay.
Watch me love you, he commanded silently.
Watch
now, how the hell do you command somebody silently? Watch me love you. Know that I'll always be part of you. By design, he flowed over every inch of gossamer skin in voracious, tender assault. Now it sounds like rape.
This is... But, no, it sounds like what was the movie that just came out about water?
Oh yeah, I know what you mean.
Something about water. I forget.
Yeah. Well, Nick Searcy was in it. I should know.
by turn.
Yeah, you're right. Let me get back to the book.
Sorry.
Yeah, because we gotta say hi to the kids.
By turn, okay. Stole her soul, destroying her with a generosity she scarcely understood. Mara arched into him. Unwilling to accept without giving. Understanding, he lay beneath her mouth, willing himself into stillness while she tested his endurance. So apparently all that, to find out she's giving him a blowjob. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fourth time reading it, I finally figured it out.
Oh, congratulations.
When he could take no more, she tasted of him. He slid inside in a long endless thrust that shattered them both. Sighs and pleas and moans mingled in an enthralled chorus. Well, they shattered and they got a chorus. What the? I'm confused. Before they were ready to, steeped in the passion of tenderness to stop the night, oblivion broke over them, around them, and through them.
Under them?
This sounds dangerous. This is like the most dangerous blowjob ever written about. Limbs entwined, hearts beating in wondered unison. Ethan wrapped her to him, and at last they slept.
He fell asleep.
Well, hell, they are shattered. They were enthralled. Oblivion broke all over them.
Sounds painful.
It God, it's just head. It's probably in a car.
Yeah. I mean, was it a movie?
I don't know, but she can't write, man. This shit is awful. Absolutely awful. So therefore, I want her to be the vice presidential candidate for the Democrats in 2020. Because I can't wait for the next Washington Post article to come out telling us that she walked on the stage like a runway model. A 300-pound really? Runway model.
Hey, Lane Bryant needs models, too.
Yeah, and the runway was at JFK. Or, well, in Atlanta, it would be at, what do they call it in Atlanta now?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's a big-ass airport, but they got a name for it. I can't
Fulton
think of
County?
Yeah,
I airport? Know. I don't know.
Who cares? She'd take up the whole effing runway. What?
Say hi to the kids. We're
I want to say hi, LJ. Don't listen.
Oh, for God's sakes, don't listen to this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Well, no, they
were going to mention that she was going to take her oath of office on the Kama Sutra.
That's a good idea. Maybe.
Here's the problem. She should use the second edition, which is the Kamala Sutra.
Oh, well, don't pick on Kamala. Don't pick on Kamala, or as we call her on Twitter, hashtag heels up Harris.
Oh, God. We're closing with one of your favorite songs.
One of my favorite songs?
One of your favorite songs. You asked me to play it.
All right.
So
it's not Creed's Clearwater Revival.
No, it's not. But happy Memorial Day. We'll be back next Monday night, 10 o'clock.
Unless Stacey Abrams objects.
Well, there you go. Or CB's not allowed out of the nursing home.
Shut up, asshole.
Good night.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't wanna die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. America.